Jacob's Ladder, or the inclined plane as it was then called, is very special and should definitely be one of the wonders of St. Helena, in my opinion. I've always been fascinated by the ladder since I first came to the island as a young VSO in 1964. Then secondary selective school was at the top, and we lived in number one Main Street, so the quickest way was to climb the ladder every morning. I ran down at lunchtime to walk up to Pilling School and Jamestown Junior for the afternoon. When I decided to research in the archives, it's no surprise to realise that I chose the ladder as one of my first topics. Governor Dallas, who built the ladder, was a Scot, like me, and very direct. He built the ladder initially to carry manure up to the country so that that side of the country would have fertiliser for the soil. This was the main purpose for building the ladder, and many people forget that, although it was later used to take some stores up and down. And the steps were incidental, but provided a quick way up and down for local people. The manure, of course, came from all the stall-fed animals in town and the mules in the mule yard, and had formerly been dumped in the sea, so Governor Dallas was very progressive in recycling it. The East India Company did not agree to pay for the ladder at the construction, and so he decided to do it himself, but would be pleased, he said, if some of the inhabitants would contribute, which they did. The ladder was constructed by Lieutenant Mellis within the space of 2 years. Nets were used to prevent rock falls, and there was not one single accident, which is pretty amazing, in 1829. The carts that went up and down the rails that went on the side of the ladder, where the flat piece is now, were pulled up by mules at the top going round a capstan, and they could hoist 4 tons in 20 minutes. Quite honestly, I think the inclined plane or ladder is the most amazing structure, built by the military with money from the governor and local people. It was abandoned when the Crown took over, so the carts were not maintained. But it is still a source of wonder at human achievement, besides still being a quick route to town, perhaps used by more people now that petrol prices are soaring. So I hope from this brief note of the history that you will realise what a special construction effort it was, done by people who lived here at the time, and I think it should definitely have a place in the first 7 wonders of St. Helena.